body would really like it to be one of you in the future, which he said at the meeting in Singapore when I was at Stop with the Fellows. He'd like to see the day when the first fellow steps up onto a board position. He's already seen the day, and so have all of us, maybe not knowing it, where fellows are sitting on these councils. We have Leon, who is nominated through the nominating committee to sit on the at-large council. We've had Baran and Celia, who had recommended Martin to the fellowship, sitting on the CCNSO council, coming up through the nominating committee. So it can be you right now. So they tell you about taking applications. The second reason it's important is engagement for your organization. If this is an opportunity for someone in your organization to get engaged, be on the board, be on one of these councils, you want to be able to share with them how the application process works, and then it's announced on the ICANN website when the openings are for the applications. But anyone with the qualifications can come. You don't have to know, like Olga, you don't have to know anything about ICANN. Come in, we take you through a leadership training, much like Martin went through last week with two board members. We're at the training actually going through it. But we're looking for unique, different perspective, different sector, unbiased, clean head people to come and sit on our councils and on our boards to share a different perspective and to be engaged. And then they get further outreach out to where they came from. So it's a nominating committee was the last thing I just wanted to say. They normally can come here. The other thing, back to reports, I'm sorry. Don't be afraid to tell me what you think. I think some people think on reports, I don't want to, you know, tick her off because then I'll never get another application through. I don't review the applications, number one. I see every application. I help put together the final list, and I'll share that. I like the NOMCOM, I never used to share that. I do that. Openly, I do that. I need to find an equal balance of sector, of region, of gender. Now I need to find a balance of alumni, first, second-time alumni, third time that need this opportunity to come back. So once the minimum requirements are met, then I go through and I help the selection committee to create, a robust group, you know, a quality group such as yourselves. I hope to be able to produce that. I am not here to hold against anybody when I'm putting that group together that you thought that the morning sessions for at large were horrible. Tell me what it is. Tell me that the speakers were not engaging you into the community. Tell me how to improve it. I have very thick skin. I cry easily, very thick skin. But I need to improve this. 7 years, it's a success. It will not be a success, and it will get taken away the minute that we don't continue to improve it. And I'm a one-man band, and without all of you, it will not continue to grow this way. So be honest with me. Shoot straight from the hip. Tell me. I'm not going to change to 7 o'clock, so shut that down. That's not going to happen. But share with me what engaged you in the mornings and what didn't. Janice, you talk too much. Shut up. Get off the mic. Whatever. Okay? But tell me. It can improve unless you share with me and let me know. Okay? So I've had all this to say. Shabnam is trolling like a hungry rabbit up there. Since we still don't have a full... I know. Honey, I can't help it. It's not there. I'm trying. So we have two things to do. One, take a break, get coffee and orange juice, because at least I see that up there, and I know I need it as much as all of you do. So when we settle back in, we're going to do our rapid fire, and by then I hope the first of our two presenters will have come, okay? So thanks, and guys online, thank you so much for putting up with us. I know this has been a weird morning, and we will be back after this coffee break.